Mrs. Dooley, reel 4.
What about at work, dressmaking? How was the place lit?
I couldn't say. It must have been electric, I think, years ago. After that, because I'm talking when my father first went. I was only 7 when we first went to live there.
Well, when you were an apprentice dressmaker.
When it was all lamps. Mm. No, the electric was through, I think, then.
And what about heat? Was it warm enough there?
Oh, no, we had a little stove, you know, the round stoves with the pipe. That was it. With coal. But in the side of the room, there's no fireplace like. But just push through a big pipe like that through the wall, you know, I suppose it connected a chimney somewhere.
And who looked after the fire? Was that your job as apprentice?
We had to do, yes. His apprentice had to do all those sort of things. And go on and get all the... We used to go and get patterns in those days, you know, to match. We used to take a piece of material and match it. And they used to keep cutting little patterns. I used to take them back for my mistress, you see, to choose. I know she asked me to get some cerise, and I didn't know what that was. I thought it was a material. And of course, it's a colouring adapter.
Where did you have to go to get the material?
All around the town, you know. There were a lot of draper shops in those days. Matter of fact, one wanted to give dressmaking up and go and start for him.
Why didn't you?
No, I was wanted dressmaking, I think. But they said they were just the one I was looking for, you know, and eventually in time to set up in dressmaking for them.
Did your mistress keep a supply of material on hand?
No.
Or did you always get
them? They always brought their own. And of course, with some people, didn't want you to know who they were, you know. I made a beautiful wedding dress, but we didn't know who it was, you know.
You never knew?
We did after. Another lady was going to have a baby, and she didn't want anybody to know. But it leaked out, and then after, when I was on my own, and my mistress had died, I used to sew for her. He's the Alderman's girl at Stockingford that was named after her husband. His son was Ned Master. She only had the one boy. But that was funny how I used to make hers after her mother's.
Since you were at work all day long for 12 hours, you must have taken your meals at work.
Well, she used to cook it in the evening, but I never wanted it. So she said, that's the game, then you take your money and get a meal. Well, the bus used to come through, as I tell you once, and nearly all the busmen used to go into this cafe and restaurant, you know, a little one in those days, and I used to pay a shilling and have my dinner there. We had an hour, 1 to 2, and then half past 4 till 5 for tea. Well, we had to take something for tea, and she'd mash us a cup of tea, and we had to have that in the workroom. Then we didn't work till 8 o'clock on then.
What about breakfast?
Well, I never did eat much breakfast. Sometimes I hadn't got time to have any if you were late.
Because
I remember the first morning I got there too soon. I always remember that.
What sort of dinner did you get for 1 shilling?
Oh, just a nice dinner and shilling. Beautiful dinner and sweet. Shilling, that's all it was. Birches in the night.
What kind of food?
Oh, all sorts, you know. General.
Meat? Potatoes?
Yes.
Vegetables?
Second vegetable, yes. Milk puddings. Or you could have tarts.
But during the war, there was quite a shortage of food.
There was. I used to have to queue up. My mother used to go down and eat at 6 in the morning. I told you, didn't I? Queue up, and then when it got to her turn, very often it had all gone.
How did you get to Nuneaton?
I had to walk, and they used to sort of get to know if certain shops would have certain things to sell, you know, those days. And of course, I used to queue, you know. There were no ration books then.
What did you have to eat at home during the hard times?
Well, I can't memorise really, but we managed, didn't we? We survived. Of course, my younger brother knew a fellow in a grocer's shop. He was manager, you see, and of course we did fare a little bit, you know. But I think rationing helped better in the Second War.
During the first?
In the First War, we had some margarine, it was rancid. But we had to eat it, you know. I said, I won't see any more margarine.
Were you able to get meat during the First War?
Oh, no, they used to go down, Mother did, and get in the queue, you know. Sometimes be gone when it got to her.
But you were still able to get a full dinner every day for 1 shilling?
Well, I didn't eat a lot, you know. You couldn't expect a lot for that. It was enough for me, anyway. We used to buy a cake or something, you know, and take back for tea. Or a sandwich. Because we had to have it in the workroom, you see, in half an hour. Couldn't get down and back again. They used to mash us the tea, that's all.
Did you have any place at work where you could go to relax?
Oh, no. If I wasn't well, you know, I used to have diarrhea very bad, you see, with it. I couldn't go to work if it happened before I went, but if I got there, I used to go and lie on the settee and then I had to eventually to get home. And I used to have to go to bed with that water bottle. So.
Would you lose pay?
No, not when you're 20 years old. No, well, you didn't get a lot, did you? Lose any.
Did you have toilets at work and place
to
wash?
Oh, yes, in the bathroom. But downstairs toilet, nothing up.
Did you and the other girls talk together while you worked?
No, I couldn't talk. And one girl used to lounge very badly. She put a cushion, you know, because of wooden chairs. And she used to lounge and she used to get tired of telling her, you know, stop lounging. She took all the cushions off us, made us all suffer. To sit on these hard wooden chairs. If you never brought them back again, we were all penalised for it.
Did that girl not work as much as she should have done?
No, and she kept telling me she used to lounge back really can't to sew. I think my mistress got tired of it, but anyway, we all had to suffer for it.
What happened to that girl? Did she have to leave?
No, well, she eventually got better, you know. And I know in the summer she used to have very sweaty hands, it was awful. No, I was never like that. She used to keep going in the bathroom, you know, because it was awful to sew. I've never suffered that way, thank goodness. Are you well, Minna?
Yes, this is fine. Was there any time when the mistress did have to ask girls to leave?
No. First hand was very up, you know, you...
She was what?
Couldn't walk along without your gloves on. Because she lived near to me, you see. We used to walk around together sometimes. But still, it was a good discipline, all of it. I'd rather have mine than now.
Did each person treat the girl who was below her in a rough sort of way?
No. We all worked very even.
And what was your mistress like for discipline?
Oh, well, of course she was in those days, you know.
What happened if you were late to work?
I used to try and sneak in the front door and up the stairs, see, because we're a little hall. But I suppose you do at the back. She's very tall, didn't you? Very religious too, good living care. She died with cancer in the stomach. Oh, she'd been educated, you know, and brought up first class in her tuition, you know. Because she used to be a big shop in Leicester, Adderley, you know. I used to work for some hosiery manufacturers' wives that used to go to Adderley, and then they used to come to me here, used to sew for them after I married.
You told me that one of the changes locally brought about by the war was bus service.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Why did that start? Because of the war?
Well, I don't know. It started from Tamworth originally, you see. The Loth Thornbones that own the ground that's got to come down now. And they ran a double-decker about once in the morning, once at night. Afternoon, you know, and back again. I know the first one that came through killed a woman. She was very dead in Bourngate, I remember. Of course, there were very narrow streets in those days, none eaten.
Were they transporting soldiers?
No, well, no, just buses like the Midland Red are now. Otherwise, you had to walk. I tell you how we used to go as well. You remember the floats? We used to call them a float, open vehicle, horse. And they used to start by the Conservative Club, a distance from mine. We used to go and sit in those to get to Nuneaton. If it was raining, you had to have your umbrellas up. Put it out again, the gas works.
Did you have any sort of holiday? Did you get time off in the summer for Christmas or Easter?
Not much. Any odd day or a week, that was all we had.
And were you paid during your holiday?
Well, yes, what little we had, love. But you could never go away much. Mother used to take us to Blackfell sometimes for a week, my younger brother and I.
Was there any union for dressmakers?
I know when I did go, I had to go and have a medical. And he said, I took the cake, the doctor. You take the cake, he said, because I used to go on with bad legs, you know.
When was this? Was this before you started in dressmaking?
No, when I was, actually. I had to have this medical first. Past that, I remember. I was never used to, did they, in those days? But I did.
What was the medical for?
Well, see if you were fit, I suppose.
How fit do you have to be to sew?
Well, I suppose it's like it is now, you see. They do have medicals now, don't they? You know, examine you all over and, of course, if you've got any complaints or anything, I suppose you couldn't go. Were you? So I remember he lived in Curtin Road, the doctor, and he said, oh, I took the cake. Those were his words.
Had you ever considered any sort of other voluntary work, like medical work, perhaps?
Oh, no. I did start first aid, but I couldn't do that.
Why was that?
I don't know. I just couldn't. I don't know. I couldn't do medical work. I could have helped anybody ill, but not to wound. Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
You found it difficult or distasteful?
No, yes, that would be the wording. No, I'm not hard enough for that, if that's the expression. Because you have got to be. I think it's a wonderful thing, mind you. And my girls that go, but not me, no. Oh, yes, I'm ever so pleased if I know a girl's going in for nursing. No.
How long did you continue the hospital war supply work?
Not till nearly the end. No, I understand.
How long did you continue the hospital war supply work?
Not till the end of the war. Then the end of hostilities, Lauren.
But there were still wounded soldiers after the war was over. Didn't you have to sew for them?
No, I think I finished them. Well, the depot closed. Of course, there were captains, right? You know, I remember one top lady was Captain Oliver Bellison. She was a big lady up, you know. She was one of the heads up. They were all moneyed people, you know. And they used to have a collection every afternoon when I went, but they never came to me.
Why not?
And they never charged me for a cup of tea. Well, I suppose I wasn't like them, you see. I wasn't going much. They were all
if they had
people.
Come to you, would you have given them some money? Or well, didn't you have
they
any?
Never asked me. No, of course I didn't. We didn't get any meat wage. And I didn't charge much for dressmaking, you know. Not in those days. I used to make a costume for 12 and 6.
How long did
you... Oh.